Queens, Ohio.
Queens, okay. Is that a one-day run? I can go back.
I don't remember.
I
training stage. And as it happened, now, a few days after you got back, December 7th, the war started. You say the next day, December 8th.
Wait just a minute. I wanted to get to you with something. That, you got your tape going here?
Yeah.
Now, I got back into, Tony got back in, Danny got back into Honolulu in the afternoon of Friday, December the 6th. The reason that number, day 6, go well in my mind, December the 6th, because there had been a reorganization out there, and I had been made the commanding officer of a Coast Guard base on Sand Island. Repair and maintenance on Sand Island. But there at Pier 4, it was not on Sand Island, it was on Pier 4 right there across from the old naval station. Now, I had been transferred from the district office to this job as commanding officer of the Coast Guard base, Honolulu. But I still held on to this job as an active field representative of the Department of the Interior for the administration of the Equatorial Islands.
You were still Emperor Jones.
I was still Emperor Jones. Well, I was transferred from the district office. My orders had been written up. Galley, I believe, at that time, was acting district commander.
That's correct.
He was there,
and changed the organization, came up. They had my orders transferred. Well, on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, I went down and published my orders and assumed command of this Coast Guard base. On Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. For less than 24 hours, I was out there trying to keep the damn Japs off of it. We had machine guns up, and there were some planes, Zeke's, flying around in there. Now, that's the reason why I remember the date so
distinctly. Oh, I bet you do, yeah.
Well, there wasn't much happened. There was another Coast Guard officer that was on. Well, now, I had commander, Captain. He was commander. He was the commander when I joined at Tasca, or Chalker. L.T. Chalker was there. And now I think out in San Diego, W.K. Thompson was commanding officer of the Tasca. Of the Tasca.
Was it out of San Diego? You see, there was two survey flights. There was a survey flight done in 1935 that went to Manila via Honolulu, Midway, Wake, Guam, Manila.
Now, there was another
one. There was nothing on board that flight except mail. And it was a survey flight. Captain Music did it. And that was done in October, November 1935. But you couldn't have been out on the Itasca at the time because you hadn't joined the ship yet.
Well, I had joined the ship because I think that vessel I left it at San Pedro. I'm still don't remember that. I can't be specific.
Well, I want to get back to this. I don't want to leave it.
But here is the thing that I'm going by. I know that on the initial flights out there, the Captain Music radioed the Tasca about halfway out. About their position there was reassuring.
Okay. Now, during that flight, which must have been in 1936, I'll skip that for the moment. Well, yes, because Captain Music was killed in 1937.
He was down in that area because I think that he went out of Honolulu, and I don't remember where he flew from. It could have been that he was flying out of Canton Island to Pango, and I don't think he ever made it. I think he was killed on a flight.
He was killed out right after takeoff out of Pango Pango. They blew up or something. Never heard a word from him. They found wreckage.
Well, now, also entering into this business, back in the early days of World War II, Rickenbacker.
Yes, I remember that episode.
Now, I don't know where they took off from. Hey, Rickenbacker, he is a World War I ace and also president and controlling owner of shares with Eastern Airlines, I believe. Now, he took off, and I don't know whether he was flying from Australia or Honolulu, but I think it was from Honolulu to Canton. He might have took off from Canton going to American Samoa. But their plane was lost down there, and he was in a raft along with a few others, and they'd almost given up. But it was 22 or 30 days at sea out there on the raft, and they're down there all perishing.
Getting back to the survey flight with Music, the Tasca acted as a ship out in the middle between San Francisco and Honolulu, and Captain Music stated that it sure was reassuring to have the Tasca out there.
He says your presence here is reassuring. Now, I think
did he say that on the radio?
No, that was in a coded message.
I see.
I think it might have come out on a Coast Guard frequency, but that was a radio.
And now, were you sending out signals for him to take a bearing on?
I don't know. I went in a board ship, and I don't remember.
Okay, now, getting back to that, did you ever know Captain Music?
I never met Captain Music. I never met him.
On the original survey flights, another member of Pan American who was a crew member was a fellow by the name of Fred